Sage Cook joins the program now. Welcome, Sage.
Hey, great to be here.
Well, a lot of our listeners may remember you as a founding member of Elephant Revival, which you decided to depart from in 2015. I wonder how that decision looks 4 years later.
No regrets, I guess. I mean, it's enabled me to follow a lot of, you know, my dreams and desires and other sorts of things that that was hard to do when from being on the road all the time. Yeah, it's hard. You know, looking back is always, you know, I mean, I don't know. I usually just try to look forward.
or maybe not either. Just be where you are at that moment, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, if I can, that's the goal. Yeah, you know, looking forward seems to be inevitable and looking back, but the here and now is the best place to be.
Well, you are here and now on a farm in Kansas. Tell us a little bit about the farm. I know that it was a long-time dream of yours to go back to the land, and that's what you've ended up doing. Has it worked?
It's worked in some ways. I mean, we've got a bunch of trees, fruit trees and stuff that are now thriving and pretty much standing on their own. And that was kind of the idea in the long run was to get a food forest started, which is, a lot of perennials and that type of agriculture. We weren't trying to bring much to market. It was more of taking care of the soil and planting something for, future generations. But it's been amazing, and that's sort of when you asked me about, how I, looking back or, leaving Elephant Revival. I mean, there's no way I tried to do it for a year while I was touring with those guys, and it was exhausting to say the least. And, it's been an amazing experience, and we're kind of starting to turn a bit of a corner now as the trees are old enough to stand on their own, and we're getting more excited about getting into some music again.
And the music that you're bringing to Carbondale is We Dream Dawn. Tell me a little bit about We Dream Dawn.
Well, it started about a year after we moved out to Kansas on the farm. And, I think both of us weren't quite expecting, how intense the isolation could be. I'd lived in Colorado for 10 years, in the mountains, but still in a community. And, it really forced us to put our heads together and start playing music together, I guess, just out of necessity. There wasn't anybody else to play with. And, I just couldn't put down my instruments. And I ended up, I have a friend that her mother was suffering from cancer and that she wanted to throw a benefit for her. And she ended up inviting a bunch of other sort of random musicians to form a band with me, kind of without my without my consent. And so Era, I basically, a week before the show, I asked her if she could try to learn bass on these tunes just to kind of save the gig, because you got to at least have two people on the same page, ideally everybody, but there was a lot of material to go over. And she surprised me and learned all the songs and did a really great job in a week, and that's basically how the band started. Later, as things were getting tougher to balance the ranch and the farm and the band, Elephant and whatnot, whenever I decided to take leave, and an ex-manager of mine was like, "Oh, you can't just like disappear and not have a band name or whatever." So he convinced me to come up with a band name and just a website and just kind of have something set in there to direct people to, and the rest is history, I guess. We've went through a few different iterations of lineup, and it's solid again, although we'll be bringing just the duo out for the Katie and Kay Hoot. But we've got a great band with us now. Steve Adich on keys from Citizen Cope and Josh Raymer on drums from Jacob Red Jazz Odyssey.
Ooh, that sounds
great.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a, that's a story. And, the name is, we wanted a band name that would be a positive affirmation every time somebody said it. And, I really do believe that dreaming is the first part of creating something. And of course, nothing will happen if you don't act on it yet. I think that's, we're hopefully spreading that kind of message, empowering people to try to follow their dreams and follow through with a lot of the ideals I feel like we're all striving to live up to, yet it seems hard in this current socioeconomic climate.
Well, presumably changing the way you live for the farm and going there and starting that dream, has that proved to be an affirmation for you? Has that also changed the way you approach your music?
Definitely. It hasn't been like the boon to my writing and whatnot that I was sort of imagining it would be, just because there's so much to do out there that is physically demanding. So oftentimes at the end of the day, I'm just exhausted. I used to ride every morning or every day, and I've definitely slipped off of that, and which is kind of a bummer. And that's part of the reason why we're trying to make a little bit of a shift now. I feel like our greatest calling here is to take care of this planet. I think, all the major spiritual traditions come from some sort of communion with plants and animals and nature, and we are nature. So it was just a huge part of, our ideals. I felt like I just couldn't talk about it on stage or anything like that if I hadn't really experienced it firsthand. And, of course, I grew up ranching and farming. We took a different approach and tried to, way too idealistic, and our yields were never very good, but we were trying to only use inputs from the land, see how difficult it is to rejuvenate soil without, with only inputs coming from our little plot of land, which is only 2 acres. And, it's been really hard, especially it's a really sandy lot, and getting nutrients back into the soil without buying truckloads of compost from someplace else or whatever has been really difficult. I think that it's proved to me that we can't just isolate ourselves in the current state of agriculture. We're really depending upon technology in order to do the best things for the soil. All soils, and especially soils that have been farmed historically, are lacking in a lot of minerals right now. And I believe that this is systemic to a lot of our health crises, in addition to pharmaceutical companies and the current mode of chemical medicine. I'm looking forward to doing this again with people this time. It was just her and I, and we learned the hard way that, farmers these days are underappreciated, and the amount of work that goes into trying to bring good food to your tables is, it's an astronomical one. And, my hat goes off to everybody that's doing it and actually doing market gardens and whatnot. It's amazing work.
Well, you mentioned how you're exhausted at the end of a workday on your farm, and that sort of mitigates against songwriting. But I would think that maybe after the harvest is in and you've done all your canning and it's all done, that might give you some time to really dive into the music. It's not a daily thing. It's maybe a seasonal thing. Has that been your experience?
It seems like that would be the case. But, honestly, in the winter, whenever things weren't growing, there's still a lot to do. And we weren't just farming. We were also ranching. So, in the winter, that's whenever the cattle start needing more tending. The grass kind of goes away, and we need to move them more and feed them and be looking out for things. That's when we start calving. I'm not saying I didn't ever find the time to write and stuff, but compared to like the lifestyle I was living, in around Nederland in the mountains, where music was my only task. It's just our energy is finite, and it definitely cut into the amount of energy that I could dedicate to music. But, that being said, if we had a few other helpers with us or something, it would have took the pressure off. And, I'd read a bunch of things that say, well, you should be able to make this work on 4 hours of labor per day. But I don't believe it. I think that's only if your soils are really good, and you know, also if you're not spread out. See, my family, my stepfather was having some health issues, and he had like a huge tumor in his throat, like size of a grapefruit, and he needed help on the ranch. So a lot of these years, I was sort of thrown into taking care of, you know, 200 some head of cattle and 3,000 acres of ranch land, which was,
wow,
you know, a whole nother job in and of itself. So.
Wow. Well, We Dream Dawn has an EP. Let's see, what is it called?
The Return of the Light.
That's right, The Return of the Light. Four songs on there. I wouldn't call it, you know, it sounds different than Elephant Revival. Elephant Revival, sort of a string band, but this is electric, isn't it? It's a different sound.
Yeah, it is, and especially that EP. You know, that EP was never released to iTunes or anything, so it's really just something that we've circulated on the down low. It's only been available at shows, and we hand make each copy in there.
Oh, wow.
We manufacture them at home with a little CD burner, and... But yeah, it's a departure. You know, after being in a string band for that long, I definitely was ready to try something else out. And, you know, the earliest iteration of the band was a power trio. Pretty much I was on electric guitar all the time. But as we've almost been doing this for 5 years now, still haven't released the record, but we've been working on it this whole time. We're now moving back a little bit towards our acoustic roots. But not entirely. You know, we'll probably always have drums and stuff, and you know, there's just something impactful I feel with the drums and especially keyboards. You know, Steve's amazing. Sounds like he has like four hands, but he's able to cover so much ground, and you know, but we're open, it'll change. And you know, I have been feeling a little bit of a pull back to the string band world, to be honest.
Okay, so did I hear you say you're working on a new release?
Yeah, ever since we moved out, you know, or actually about a year, as soon as we formed the band that winter, we started recording, and some of those recordings are that EP that you have there. But yeah, otherwise, we've steadily worked on this record, and you know, throughout my career, the process has always been. Felt rushed, at least on the last three or four Elephant Revival albums. First two, we really took our time and dug in and took months to record it. But, you know, I've never got to have complete creative freedom, and I've probably taken advantage of it and could have just got something released years ago had I, you know, been more business-minded or whatever. But, you know, we're really just doing this for the sake of the art, and I think, I don't know, I've had so much fun diving in and we're getting really close. Like, I hope actually tonight, I think we may end up printing our first mix of the first single off the record, and it feels good. You know, I've got Steve Adich, who's on keys with us, is also an amazing Grammy Award-winning recording engineer and producer, and so having him on board now has been huge. He's helping mix and track and do a bunch of stuff. So. But yeah, I can't talk about any release dates yet or whatnot, but I think we're going to trickle it out as singles on Spotify first, and then, you know, probably have the full album at our shows sometime next year. But it's been a fun process.
So it sounds like that artistic freedom has been a boon for you.
Yeah, I guess you can say that. Like, you know, it may not seem like it right now, and I guess, you know, right now things are really tight with us, and we hardly booked any shows last year and this year because we've been working really hard on the record, so it's kind of put us in a tight place, and it, you know. But yeah, you're right. You know, I've been lucky enough to have 4 or 5 years to work on the music, and I think I'm going to be more proud of this record than anything I've released up to this point, and... And I'm happy I can say that.
Are you recording at home?
We are, yeah. I mean, not just at home, but throughout these last 2 years, we've rented houses in different parts of, mainly just Colorado, and we tracked a lot of drums and stuff, and bigger rooms. Our house isn't that big in Kansas, so I tried to, bigger space for the drum tracking. But we would carry all of our own gear in and set it up and go to work for about a month, and then we'd take it back home, and then I'd mix and do a lot of stuff at home and try to, you know, do little overdubs. We did cut most of the vocals at our house. And yeah, that's been cool too. And that's probably also held us up, is just the learning curve on, you know, engineering. I've been able to hone my chops a little bit. You know, we've had to redo plenty of these songs. Some of them have been recorded 3 or 4 times and, you know, scrapped and then started over. But it's been a really fun process. It's cool to have, you know, the technology these days. It's really cool to just have it at your fingertips. And it's easy to get a hold of recording gear.
So once you have that completed album in hand, does that mean back to the grind of touring?
Yeah, we'll be trying to support it as hard as we can, which is, we're transitioning right now into trying to figure out what that looks like. And, you know, we're really looking for somebody to take over the farm and with the same type of ideals and vision that we had for the land. So hopefully we can manifest that, and which make the touring way easier. But we plan on working pretty hard. I'm ready to get out there, and, you know, I feel like I've taken a pretty long break, and I'm rested up, and I'm ready to hit the road again, but it'll probably still be another, you know, 6-7 months or a year.
So when you play in Carbondale in that duo format with you and Era, are you playing some of the new music, or is it all new music? How is that?
Yeah, definitely. It's new. You know, I mean, some of these songs aren't new, obviously, but also not released. Most of it's not released. You know, we'll do some of the Elephant Revival standards that I wrote. Some of the more popular Elephant tunes will definitely be in the set. But otherwise, you know, I would imagine, it would be new to most people. Although we have played Carbondale before. We did a house concert there, and, you know, some of that same rep music will be in this format, although it'll be a different format. The duo is a really new thing for us. But it's pretty fun. We've got like a synth bass, Eris playing synth bass and electric bass, and I've got like a kick drum sound, and it's pretty sparse and minimal, but I'm looking forward to getting it out more. I think this will only be like our second show ever as a duo. So.
Oh, how about that? Well, I see that you're also playing Crestone and Buena Vista and a couple other places too, in addition to Carbondale. So it sounds like you're playing around Colorado.
Yeah, we're here all August. You know, it's been really nice so far. A bunch of old friends.
Oh, that's great. Well, Sage Cook, I want to thank you for spending 20 minutes with us. Looking forward to seeing you playing in downtown Carbondale for KVNK.
Oh, we're really looking forward to being there.
Sudden thinking, open dream, we'll find balance, we'll find speed. More distraction, nothing's lack, balance, speed, just. Tomorrow. straighten